It's Open Air on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio. We're also streaming online at ijpr.org. I'm Eric Thiel. We've got another live session for you today. Joining me in the JPR studios is the band Elephant Revival. Welcome to Jefferson Public Radio, you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
I actually want to start by talking about the backstory behind the band name. I know recently we've had a lot of bands in, and sometimes there's not really much of a story there, but there is with you guys. There's a really interesting story there. So where did Elephant Revival, the name, come from?
Yeah, in 2005, there were a few elephants at the Lincoln Park Zoo, and two in particular that they separated in May of 2005. One was sent to Salt Lake City, and in transport, that elephant passed away. And then at the zoo, within days of that, the other elephant also passed away for unexplained reasons, and they had been together for 16 years. And at the time, it's busking outside of those cages, and it's kind of like a call to arms, gathering of the tribes, if you will, to bring back the spirit of the lost elephants and to adopt the totem of the elephant and to begin the elephant revival.
So you were actually there in the area then? It wasn't just a story that you came across on the wire somewhere?
No, I was in the area.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I was in Chicago.
The band's been together since, what, around 2006? Is that true?
Yes, 7 years.
How did you all meet? You're from... Well, we'll talk about where you're from because it's kind of an interesting town, and since it's launched a couple of fairly well-known bands. But how did you guys all meet and where?
We all met at different places. I guess I met Dingo and Bridget and Sage at Winfield Bluegrass Festival in Kansas. I met Dan on a rooftop in Connecticut, and they met at different places.
Yeah, Bridget and I met dancing in the rain at a festival in Colorado, and there was a rainbow gathering in there somewhere, and all these different states crossing the country, we were just crisscrossing and meeting up with each other for a good period of time.
And technically, the band's hometown is where? Nederland, Colorado? Mm-hmm. Which also happens to be the hometown of Yonder Mountain?
Yeah, Nederland, Colorado.
Population like 1,500 people, right?
Yeah, 2,000, 3,000. Yonder Mountain String Band, Leftover Salmon, String Cheese.
Are all from the same place?
All from the same place. And the Caribou Studios was up and running in the mid to late 70s, early 80s with all the classic rock bands that were coming through as a destination studio.
So what's in the water in Netherland, Colorado that causes all of these great bands to come out of there?
Snow.
Tungsten and silver.
Silver and gold.
Just as an aside, since I think you guys are the first band that we've had here from Colorado in some time, Netherland was the first city in Colorado legalized marijuana. Is it now just complete walking zombies like all of the critics thought it would be?
I believe it's the first town in America to actually fully legalize marijuana within a town limit. No, there's a great balance of people there, actually. All walks of life, yeah.
Has there been any significant change?
People do headstands more often.
Elephant Revival are my guests live in the JPR studios. Their new album is called These Changing Skies. Also in your neck of the woods this year was some really significant flooding that impacted a heck of a lot of people. Have you been back much since that happened, and what kind of things have you seen or experienced?
Yeah, we came back for about 5 to 7 days, and there was our house. We're from Lyons, Colorado, actually, is where we're living right now, and that town got hit pretty hard. And our house is up on a hill, so all of our homes were okay, but our friends' homes are pretty devastated. We did a lot of mud shoveling to try to clean out. A particular band called Tarka got hit really hard, so...
Yeah, we play them, yeah.
Yeah, we've been collecting money to help them rebuild their house.
And a big bluegrass festival in the area had their venue pretty well destroyed, right?
Planet Bluegrass, yeah.
Are there plans for that to come back with community help, or... Do you know the status?
We've been talking about it. Yeah, I've been talking with one of the girls who works there of what we can do. Maybe record an album or something together with all, because there's so many musicians that got hit so hard. So seems like a good thing to do, make an album.
It really was. It was kind of like a neighborhood of musicians that got hit really hard on the low part of town there.
I want to talk about trying to figure out, maybe, if we can collectively, what kind of music you play. But it is probably better to just have you play some first. So what do you want to play first?
I guess we'll start off with a song called Birds and Stars. It's the lead-off track to our new album. Loving you, it runs so deep. Upon the surface, here I sleep. Walk in the dark and light. Walking all the day and night,
Rivers fall the ocean side. I fall for you here every time. Like a bee to the flower, a buzz. Does a flower question love? On our best, the quest is pride. Beating chests and open minds. I stand here in your midst. I see you through the smoke and mist. And once again for you I fall. Underneath the tree so tall. Upon the limbs a nest and dove. And there's a birdie question love. Backdrop of the night, I melt into starry light. The moon it pushes and pulls the tides, tempts the soul to stay alive. And once again for you I fall, underneath a million stars. How could you ever have enough? Oh, this must be. Must be. So out from your slumber, into the wonder, under the starlight days, days. Out from your slumber, into the wonder, under the starlight days. Out from your slumber, into the wonder, under the starlight days. Out from your slumber, into the wonder, under the starlight days.
That is Elephant Revival live on open air here on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio. We're also online at ijpr.org. We'll have audio from today's session and photographs of our live session up on our website later today. So before the tune, I touched briefly on trying to figure out what kind of music you play, and perhaps there is no better illustration of it than you playing, but it has been described as a bunch of things: acoustic folk, transcendental folk. Is there anything that sits well in your minds in terms of what kind of music you create?
I don't know. It's really a tough thing to kind of pin down. I think we draw from so many different places, you know. I think we have probably 15 different genres on everyone's iPods, and we're listening to, you know, R&B one moment and an Irish folk song the next. So I think it all kind of conglomerates.
And as a group that came together, you were all playing music before. Did you all come from different backgrounds, or did you all have a lot of similarities in the kind of music that you played and listened to?
No, there were actually vast differences. Like Sage, you know, came from a kind of like a honky-tonk sort of red dirt rock and roll. Dango was up in Chicago listening to old-timey and Fish. Bonnie grew up playing with Randy Crouch, who's a red dirt legend at Oklahoma, and Bridget was a Texas style fiddler, and I grew up playing in reggae bands. So,
and so a little of all of that has found its way into your music
mm-hmm.
over the years. The new album, These Changing Skies, you recorded it in Washington, up at Bear Creek Studios, right?
Yeah, we were up at Bear Creek. It was great.
And this is the recording studio that recently has done Lumineers. They did, of course, Bear Creek, the album of Brandi Carlile. Why'd you pick there? Why go all the way to Washington to record your album?
It was kind of synchronistic how it all came together, actually. Our manager reached out to the producer over there, Ryan Hadlock, at about the same time that Bonnie was just in touch with Brandi Carlile about the recording studio and all these things. We're like, oh, what's Bear Creek? And then it was like, hey, I just talked to these guys from Bear Creek. And we're like, Bear Creek. And it just kind of came together that way. And we love the Pacific Northwest so much that it was just almost like second nature to say, hey, let's spend a month out in the Pacific Northwest.
What makes that studio so great? Is it the look and feel of the room or a combination of things?
The land around it is really gorgeous. There's a little river that runs by it, and it's beautiful land, so it's really inspiring. Mm. And the acoustics inside are beautiful, too.
Did you have an idea what you were going to call the album before you started recording it?
Absolutely not.
It ended up being called These Changing Skies. Snappy title, or is there a story behind that name as well?
It's a lyric in one of the songs on it. Maybe we'll do that song next, I guess.
Elephant Revival are my guests. They're live on open air here on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio. You can also catch us online, ijpr.org, live streaming. The new album is called These Changing Skies. Can we hear another tune?
Thank you.
they've flown. How everybody's wondering what has seen these skies below. Up high, what the skies have seen. Remembering a beginning.
That's Elephant Revival live on open air on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio. You can find us online at ijpr.org or find us on Facebook. The new album is called These Changing Skies. And before I let these guys go down the road, I want to talk to you a little bit about the things that you do outside of music, which is kind of opening Pandora's box because you guys are involved with a lot of different nonprofit organizations, all of whom seem to be doing something to try to better communities. Is that the drive of any individual member, or are you sort of all involved in those kinds of projects?
We are definitely all involved. I think the first undertaking that we took was holding a benefit concert for the Lakota folks up in the Pine Ridge Reservation, and we all came together as a group and kind of organized that. I think Dango Rose sort of spearheaded a lot of those organizations, but you know, since then we've took a liking to doing that, and yeah, we've followed suit with a lot of other organizations that we work with.
Does that take up a lot of your time?
You know, it has in the past, and now we have a lot more assistance and able to streamline, you know, workflow, which is nice. We also work with Conscious Alliance out of Boulder, Colorado. Their big thing is art that feeds. Also, Calling All Crows organization run by Chad Stokes and friends out of Dispatch and State Radio out in Boston. Rock the Earth as well. That's the one that we really like. And Headcount, which is a voting organization. Local farmers at all of our shows, yep. Different food share programs. Really, anything that is in a positive way that supports the planet and our relationships, togetherness on Earth, you know, we're into. And luckily, people come to us, so it makes it easy sometimes.
Tell me a little bit about your partnership with Pledge Music.
It's a crowdfunding company out of the UK, and it's very similar to Kickstarter, except it's different in the fact that it's a little bit different. And it's really just about the same thing. And it's that new thing of just kickstarting your albums. And this one was Pledge Music, and really the same idea.
And a lot of bands will offer a pressed copy of the album when it's released, or a vinyl copy, or maybe an autographed vinyl copy, or maybe a house concert or something like that. You guys were doing things like snowboarding lessons?
Yeah, Bridget was offering snowboarding lessons. Bonnie offered up a washboard, as well as personally recorded lullabies, handwritten lyric sheets. We have a songbook, actually, that's available on our website, and that includes all the songs off our first three albums, and we're offering signed copies of that, and whole packages of like everything we got.
Polaroids,
which really? Was fun. We did old-timey Polaroid pictures for people.
Did someone take you up on the snowboarding?
I think there's one taker.
Really?
It'd be interesting. I used to teach snowboarding, but maybe we'll just go out and enjoy the slopes. I don't know.
Right on. Elephant Revival are my guests live in the JPR studios. Their new album is called These Changing Skies. We have time to go out with one more? Mm-hmm. What do you want to do?
Probably a song called Rogue River, because okay. We're so close to Rogue River. This is about where it was written, so... See there down at the liquor store, going to drink those troubles and some more. Down at the old Rogue River, that old Rogue River. Down at the old Rogue River, that old Rogue River. You were daddy's sunshine days, he left. Left for good, went down to his grave. Mother Mary, full of grace, won't you watch these children in my place? I'm going under the river, that old Rogue River. I'm going under the river, that old Rogue River. There's a fire in the little ones, Lord, and it burns high. and Papa God angels will have to do for now. Lord have mercy, in my dying days there's been too much leaving, there's been too much shame. Left my babies in the cold, now my heart it aches, I've been growing old. Feel it rise up into my throat. Lay these troubles down, lift my soul. I'm going to pray forgiveness, let me go. Pray my children and their children know not to do what I have done, but let go. Lay these troubles down, lift my soul. Lift my soul, lift my soul up and over the river. That old road. Lift up and over the river, that old rogue river.
That is Elephant Revival live on open air here on Jefferson Public Radio's Rhythm and News Service. Their new album is called These Changing Skies. Bonnie Payne, Daniel Rodriguez, Sage Cook, Dango Rose, Bridget Law. Thank you guys so much for stopping by Jefferson Public Radio.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.